Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
So let's talk a little bit. This is my actual element. I've been doing videos outside for my personal channel, but this is where Obscure Mics, Obscure Tech, and other things happen. Creator Connection Podcast, Stuck in My Generation Podcast, View from the Back Row Podcast. I do a lot of productions, my personal channel being the smallest of all of them, thanks to some of you folks about the political talk. You know, that went over 100, so I do appreciate you guys for that. And I want to talk a little bit. Don't get me wrong, I'm not going to go on a long bitching rant, but I do want to get one thing out of the way real quick. Trump thing back in 2016, where he said he was going to drain the swamp. He has now appointed to his cabinet Marco Rubio, Mike Huckabee, among other stalwart Republicans from years past. How is that draining the swamp? Trump is more establishment than anyone ever wants to admit. That is establishment right there. He's just filling his cabinet with either personal favorites of his. He's even got Alina Haba on tap to talk to the press for him. That's scary. Anyways, we're not here to talk about what he's done bad, yada, yada, yada. But it is funny to me and ironic to me that instead of draining the swamp, like he said 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 10 years ago, now he's refilling the swamp with all the same gators. But here's what I really want to talk about. Now, I'm going to focus on the Democratic side here. Stephen A. Smith of ESPN fame was asked by The View if he would ever consider running for president, to which his initial response was, hell no. And then he switched it up to, let me rephrase, if I could jump straight into the debate part. So basically, if he could kind of do what Trump did and just jump right in as a name in the party, as opposed to doing all the work to get in, which, listen, don't get me wrong, I have no problem with what he said so far. But he's basically saying, if I could just get in there, debate the establishment, and, you know, win my way into the nomination for Democrats that way, he said I would do it. So here begs the question. A year ago, 2 years ago, I wouldn't have dared entertain this thought. But let's break it down and let's be real for a minute. It's not just the MAGA folks that are addicted to the cult of personality that he brings to the table. Us as a country, or we as a country, I should say, are a bit addicted to the reality TV show lifestyle that is the United States. I think the United States is the world's reality television at this point. Everyone's laughing at us right now, and they probably have been for a long time. But we are the shit show that everyone loves to watch. We are the Kardashians of the world. We are what everyone is watching and thinking, wow, I'm glad I don't live there. Except for the countries that are less fortunate. Don't get me wrong. We're an economic powerhouse, but we're also pretty fucking silly at this point. Pretty fucking silly. So, learning what we learned on November 5th, 6th, we probably need to go down the path of dipping into that call to personality just a little bit. I know a lot of people push back and be like, we don't want to do what they did. Okay. Barely won in 2020. Handful of votes in each state. Now, granted, the popular vote, it's a couple million apart. Trump is still leading in the popular vote. And there are some states that she lost by just a little bit. But to secure a win, we need to go in another direction. We need to probably dip into the cult of personality and grab someone, yes, I'm going to say it, like a Stephen A. Smith, which at the bottom of everything, I think his heart is in the right place. Stephen A. Smith can be annoying on ESPN. Don't get me wrong. Drives me nuts. But when I watched him sit up on Chris Cuomo, his like, I don't know what he called it. It was like a debate of all kinds of people there. There was all kinds of people there. Sarah freaking Palin, Stephen A. Smith, Frank Luntz, Bill Maher, not Bill Maher, Bill O'Reilly. Stephen A. Smith held his own, made some good points. The man speaks with conviction. He speaks well. He's a good debater already. Part of that is seriously from ESPN, the roundtable stuff they do. He can definitely grab your attention. When we seriously look at the candidates that we've had to deal with over the years, are we really going to scoff at a Stephen A. Smith type? Hell, at this point, would we scoff at Ryan Reynolds? Would we scoff at Matthew McConaughey? I fucking wouldn't. Not at this point. Like, please God, you know, give me any of those guys over what we're getting ready to face for the next 4 years. It's time. It's time that we cater to the ignorance of our country. And by ignorance, let me explain. I don't simply mean, although it's part of it, textbook reading, textbook learning, school system intelligence, which in a lot of ways is memory. But I think where we really lack intelligence is social intelligence and emotional intelligence. And I truly believe that a lot of that comes from the fact that this generation of parent, my generation, don't get me wrong, don't get it fucked up. My generation of parenting, I was going for a little Ving Rhames there. My generation of parenting is just bad. It's not great. And I know that over the years, it's the same thing. Like, fathers didn't speak to their children enough. Not all, there's gray area. Parents didn't have the kind of talks that kids need to hear. Right now, we're sucking our kids into politics without even giving them the chance to think about what they stand for, who they stand for, and what they want this country to look like in the future. After this election, my kids went to school and they came back home and I had to explain so many things to them. One of which being, what does it mean when kids at school are saying, your body, my choice? Parents aren't having these conversations, and I'm not trying to brag, but my wife and I have opened the table for those kind of conversations ever since our kids could understand the context of those conversations. We've talked about history with them a little bit and how women couldn't open a checking account until 1973 and how marital rape was legal till 1991. We've had these conversations, not the rape one. I take that back. But conversations like that we have had with our children to educate them, to let them know that minorities couldn't vote till much later on, that minorities are still looked down upon today, in large part because of Trumpism. We've had these conversations. Now, we haven't specifically talked about candidates because I don't want them going to school talking about candidates. We've had to reinforce things that we believe in to them that align with equality and such, treating people the way you want to be treated, not looking down on people, the fact that we're all humans with the same color blood running through our veins. We've had to talk to them about this stuff because they come home saying, why do all the kids at school like Trump? So if I have to explain to my kids that Stephen A. Smith was an ESPN anchor and an ESPN talking head that somehow became president, bring that shit on. Same with Ryan Reynolds, McConaughey, not The Rock, no fucking thanks. But most other people, I'll take The Rock over Trump, I guess. But it's time, you know? Normal politicians just aren't getting it done. It's just not happening. There's no trust. The whole establishment thing, even if you don't think it does, it breaks through to the Democratic side as well, to Democratic voters. They're thinking about that as well. And right now I'm thinking about, if they keep rolling out goofballs off The Apprentice and other TV shows, at some point we're going to have to follow suit. And I do believe that some of the candidates wouldn't be goofballs. Just because some of these folks are famous and are more recognizable than other human beings on the planet doesn't mean they don't know their shit. You got to give credit to where credit is due. Stephen A. Smith is a college graduate. Stephen A. Smith is an educated man. Ryan Reynolds, if we really wanted to go the businessman route, Ryan Reynolds is a super savvy business tycoon. Matthew McConaughey is just flat out fucking great to listen to. I'm listening to Green Lights on audiobook right now. Sign me up for him being president. I could listen to him give a public address, an address to the nation all day long. I'm all for it. At this point, what choice do we have? I would probably trust somebody like a Stephen A. Smith more than I would a run-of-the-mill Democrat anyways. Maybe he gets in there and says, this is all fucked up and I'm going to fix all this. You never know. Republicans love Ronald Reagan. He was an actor. What are politicians anyways? People that studied political science at a college? Memory. They are educated by memory. Some of the people that we see on TV in our daily lives are just simply more charismatic, more in tune with society than some of these folks that are spending their time in Washington, D.C. I'm not saying it's a surefire thing. I'm saying it needs to be considered. And for that matter, I think it needs to be considered that somebody like a Stephen A. Smith or a McConaughey or Reynolds runs as an independent and Democrats basically step aside or throw their support behind them, or maybe even just roll out a weak candidate. I don't know. Maybe an independent is the way to go. Maybe it's time to have an independent as president. And whether that truly means they're independent or not, let's face the facts. The word liberal, the word Democrat, the word progressive is going to lose you 40% of the country just like that. In an instance, 40% is against you. The other 10% are undecideds and swing voters and all that good stuff. Loosely spit numbers. I'm not saying I'm totally accurate there. But you lose 40% right off the rip. Independents, as little as we even educate ourselves on candidates these days, just the term independent being beside someone's name that everyone recognizes and already knows is a massive win. Even if at heart they're a Democrat. Just food for thought, in my opinion. This world is going to further itself into idiocracy. At least let somebody play the part that has good intentions. And I think we better jump ahead on that game and get somebody in there before the next Donald Trump with terrible aspirations happens after he's long gone. Even J.D. Vance was an author that had his book converted to a Netflix movie before he was a worthwhile politician, which he's still not. Just saying. Maybe it's time. Give me Stephen A. Bring him on. Give me J.J. Redick. I don't give a damn. I can't stand Kendrick Perkins, but bring him along. Michelle Tafoya, too. Is Kurt Rambis still around? How about Shaq or Charles Barkley? I'll vote for Barkley. And it sounds like I'm joking, but I'm fucking not. I legitimately am not joking. At all. Let me know what you think. I know some people are going to think I just sound mad or crazy or senile. I think it's fucking time. Most of you want to blow up the establishment anyways. What better way than to just truly make it a popularity contest, but with some actual decent folks in it. See you guys next time. That's all I got.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.